My name's John Schoniker. I'm with HM Close. We're a vegetable seed breeder and producer. We breed and produce and distribute our seed around the world in about 65 countries these days.
And I understand you're an officer in the ASTA organization as well.
Yeah, thanks, Gary. I'm currently a second vice chair for ASTA. Been involved for many years and have learned a lot from this organization. It's really broadened my horizons on the business and the intricacies. It's helped us as a company solve problems when issues arise with import and export of seed. So it's been really helpful to our company and really broadened my career and my understanding of the business.
Let's talk a little on both sides of that coin. First of all, from the breeding side and the company side, and vegetable farmers, we talk to a lot of them in California and in the Southeast. What are they looking to expect in terms of new varieties? Are we going to keep seeing some very sellable and profitable new seeds coming out in the market, or is what we have what we're going to have for a while? What's going on in that realm?
No, Gary, you know, it's tremendous. There's huge investment by the industry. Our company, for example, spends about 15% of our gross sales on research and development. And that really all funnels down to breeding new varieties for the growers. And really, part of our job is to find out what growers want and then breed the products that they need for their marketplaces. So they're really telling us what they need, what they want, and we're doing our best to get it to them.
How much is the consumer driving that? Is the farmer seeing what sells best in the marketplace based on consumer wants and needs and then feeding that up through your folks to breed what they need in that regard?
That's one way, Gary, and we also work with some of the produce groups to understand that, to try and get a hand on the evolution and what consumers are looking for. As that whole produce chain kind of consolidates, a lot of that information is coming up through the buyers, through the growers, and to us. So we're looking at all facets of it to try and really get a handle on what people need. Our timelines for breeding a new product are relatively long, 5-7 years, depending on what it is. So we are trying to continually do a better job and really tapping in and getting a feel for that, because, you know, 5-7 years is a long time to predict what goes on in this world. So their information, their import is very important to us.
You know, when you look at your comments about ASTA too, and just the circle of seed folks here, one of the things that stands out to me, and I've mentioned this in other interviews, is the realization that while there's, yes, been consolidation in the seed industry in recent years and generations, that consolidation has actually spurred more diversity now in these niche vegetable markets and some that the big guys are walking from and leaving those niche folks to produce those smaller crop seeds.
Yeah, there's a lot of research, so you think high cost to entry, but on the other hand, nature of the business, getting in and having ideas and coming out and developing something new, a new company focused on those areas you're talking about, is still very viable business opportunity for folks. So, yeah, I agree with your observation.
As you move into the ASTA leadership roles a couple of years ahead now, I guess you're going to be carrying the ball on some of these new projects and the outreach campaigns and the grassroots involvement and all that. Give us a couple of comments about that and why that would be important to the farm sector, for example.
Well, you know, I think in general in the farm sector, we've never been consumer marketers. And the way the world is driven these days, we all in the ag community need to get better at that. And so as part of that community, we need to do our job and do our piece of it. We think that's very important. Agriculture is under attack, let's say, from a lot of different perspectives, and we need to understand why that's happening and get our story out. And as you know, Gary, we got a great story to tell, but we haven't been so good in telling it. I think everybody is beginning to realize that more and more, and marshaling the resources, trying to educate guys like me on what needs to be done to get out there and really tell our story, which is a great story. So you can sit down with people and really feel some pride in what you're doing and telling your story. So once we kind of get ourselves educated and up to speed and good at that, I think the storyline's there, and everybody lives it every day, and now we just got to kind of tell it. We're not used to necessarily bragging so much, and we got to get out and let people know what's happening, the good things we're doing.
You might have a message to the farmer either from the breeding side or from the ASTA, the side of your desk.
There's lots going in this industry and just basic seeds, not even talking about genetically enhanced seeds, but just the traditional seeds are highly regulated. I think one of the benefits of ASTA is helping us manage those regulations, do the right thing, and get our business done. So, you know, that's something that takes a lot of our resources. Of course, there's issues with phytosanitary, issues with seeds. seed, et cetera, that are our responsibility and very much our concern, and we spend a lot of time doing it. And organization like this, ASTA, helps us do it, and really our customers demand it. We got to bring quality seed to them that performs, that is clean and true to type, and that's a big part of our business and what not only our research dollars but our just day-to-day operational spend goes to get that kind of quality to the marketplace and do the right things by regulation.